Superintendent Karen Gaborik unpacked a return-to-school plan for K-12 students attending classes during a pandemic.
If we can keep the school district healthy, and remember, we have 13,500 kids, we have over 2,500 employees, so if we can keep our school district healthy, then we can help keep our community healthy.
Gaborik talked about the district's plan in a live online broadcast Wednesday. It's based on the state's Smart Start plan that is color-coded for COVID risk.
The green, the yellow, and the red. We're trying to be sure that we're fully ready.
As of today, none of the big five largest Alaska school districts fall into the green low-risk category, defined as having no positive COVID-19 cases for 2 weeks. The state is asking schools to keep kids apart, have them wash their hands frequently, limit their social bubbles, and at least for the older kids, wear masks.
Dr. McLaughlin, with state epidemiology, talks with superintendents about what we need to consider. He says you also have to look at wearing masks.
The pandemic has reshaped the calendar for the district. The schedule now has fewer classroom days this year, but more days for staff to prepare. Gaborik says teachers are prepping for moving between classroom and distance learning if the pandemic gets worse.
We have to be able to move in between them because it might be a phone call at night where it's like, oh, a school's got to move to red for a few days. So everybody has to be ready for that possibility.
Gaborik says the community has asked that schools for younger kids be as normal as possible.
Our primary goal for elementary school is to have kids in school 5 days a week.
There will be a shorter school day, and kids will be broken into smaller groups that are more spread out in the elementary schools. And for secondary students, it will be more different, with teens going to school in different groups on different days, with shorter but more intense classes and more learning done at home.
Just the number of students we have in buildings, what we're looking at is 2 to 3 days per week in our secondary schools, both middle and high school. So that'll mean a mix of in-building and distance learning.
With this model, kids will take fewer classes each quarter, but courses will cover a whole semester's worth of content in half the time. High school graduation standards will be upheld. Families are encouraged to look at the sample schedules posted online. Gaborik says some kids will want schooling but won't return in building in the fall.
The remote learning model is something we want to be sure we offer as well because we know that we have families who just will not be comfortable sending their students to school yet.
The district's nutrition services department hopes to provide meals for all students, even for those who are not in school buildings. Busing is being worked out as well, but the district wants to know how many kids will be coming. So a survey is going out this week, asking families their needs and preferences for the suggested models and schedules. More than 1,000 people logged into the online live broadcast, which is now posted on the district's website. The district's plan continues to evolve as new COVID-19 science emerges. A new calendar should be finalized by the end of July, and Gaborik plans another public review August 4th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.